Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda Williams, and I want to thank you all for joining every week as you do. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for your emails and sharing with me, you know, how much you've enjoyed the show. I received a lot of feedback about the last show where we had our guest, Franz Stina, and I'm glad that so many of you got a lot of good information from that show, very specific to Reiki and your practice. And I love hearing about how much it has helped you and what you learned. So thank you always for sharing. And before we get started today, one of the things I wanted to remind you all of is our full moon, which will be tomorrow. And tomorrow night, the full moon is in Scorpio. Now, the reason this full moon is so significant is because it is going to be considered a portal of transformation. We have a couple of planets that are currently in retrograde. We have Mars and Pluto, which are both in retrograde. And then the Scorpio energy really invites us to connect with whatever it is that we have hidden or our deep emotions, really looking at what we're holding on to so that we can do some deep level transformation. Always, of course, for our growth and our understanding. So if you find yourself a little emotional or don't feel as motivated as you typically would, don't feel like something's wrong with you or you're off. It's just these energies that are going on right now. Now, there is more about the full moon in Scorpio in my newsletter, which you can sign up for on my website, which is yuchi.com. The newsletter is free, and you also will receive access to the Creating with the Moon and Stars workbook, which helps you to manifest and create more consciously. But if you would like to join me in meditation tomorrow, you can get more information about that on my website as well under the specials, because I have posted a meditation specifically for the Scorpio full moon, as well as those of you who sign up to join will also have access to another full moon meditation in May. Now, the reason that full moon is going to be so significant is because it's called the Wesak moon, which is the first full moon in May, and that one is considered a portal of enlightenment. And that full moon will be in Sagittarius, which is also an energy that is really associated with like good fortune or good luck and things like that. But this full moon in May is celebrated because the first full moon in May is when the Buddha was born. It's also when he received enlightenment under the Bodhi tree, and it is also said to be the time when he transitioned into death. So it's a lot going on for us energetically, and I would love to connect with you and help you with how to navigate all of these energies. And again, you can get more information on my website, which is yuchi.com. Now, today on our show, we are having a special guest who is calling in from Australia, and her name is Juliet. Now, Juliet is here to talk about relaunching your life, which I'm sure will resonate with so many of you, because it is very common for us to reach a point in life where we want to do things differently, but it can be challenging to make that transition, even when it's your heart's calling. And we've talked about this on the show before. You know, so many people, as we go through this process of transformation and growth, and we begin to really see and recognize and pay attention to what matters to us, we kind of find ourselves in this odd space of knowing we want to live our life differently and knowing that we want to do things differently, but just not knowing how. So in the past 3 years, Juliet has completely redesigned her life, and now she teaches women how to relaunch their lives and create a new life from the inside out. And she offers one-day workshops, an online program, and transformational retreats in Bali, which sounds very exciting. So, Juliet, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Yolanda. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, I'm really excited to have you. Now, you know, when I looked at your site and saw what you're about, you know, I was really excited for you to come on and share with everyone about your programs, but also just talking about this relaunching your life. And one of the things I thought would be good to start with is if you could just share with us what inspired you to relaunch your own life and what that looked like for you, like what was going on for you at that time.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. It's really nice for me to pause and take a moment to think back to that time in my life, because my life today is so different. I think it's a really important thing to practice gratitude for where I am now in casting my mind back, because it was a really interesting time. I would say I was 27 when I had what I would classify as my spiritual awakening, or almost a bit of a third life crisis, not a half midlife crisis, maybe a third life crisis. And I had this building anxiety that had been happening for years. I was working in a corporate job, managing a sales team nationally around Australia, where I was traveling a week out of every month. I got married when I was 24 to a man that I had been with since I was 16 years old, and had changed considerably inside from the time that I'd met him, but felt kind of trapped, or like I couldn't externalize things that I desired,
right,
or the ways that I had changed to him. So I was really trapped in myself and all of the sort of conditions and the beliefs and making everyone else happy and doing what I thought was right, which is having the high-paying job and, you know, the outward success of a nice car and all of those things. And I had this moment where I can only describe it as a moment of clarity, where I feel like my soul spoke to me on the way home from a trip interstate. I was at the airport, and I actually had this realization where this voice just really said to me, your purpose in this life is so much more than what you're doing right now. You are here to help people connect to their souls, to their purpose, and to find true inner happiness. That's why you've had anxiety. And it was as if my entire landscape of my world changed. I finally understood this anxiety that I'd been sort of anxious about why I had anxiety, if that even makes sense to you. So my anxiety got so bad. I remember once I was driving home from work, and I had to pull over the side of the road just to take some deep breaths. My anxiety was so bad. Mm-hmm. So from that point on, that really started this hunger in me to learn more about what we're really designed for, why we're all here, and finding our soul's purpose, and then the beauty and the joy that I now feel in being aligned to that myself and guiding other women to find that within themselves.
So when all of that happened for you, it's so interesting to hear your story, because it's so similar to mine. Also came from corporate, very high stress level, and found myself in this place of anxiety, like, oh my God, help me, like literally on the floor crying to the universe, which was so unlike me. But when this all happened for you, because I do know, I saw that you study, you know, many different things under the umbrella in the realm of metaphysical science. Were you already practicing anything that you, like the techniques that you use now, or is this what prompted you to start out on that path?
That's a really good question. I can't believe that I didn't do anything. I think my spiritual practice was going to the gym, and I was in a bit of a cycle of the way that I found relief was drinking alcohol and eating chocolate and catching up with friends and then going to the gym, and it just didn't seem like enough. So yeah, after I had this aha moment, as I call it, or this light bulb awakening, I started researching everything and anything I could metaphysically. And it's fascinating because both my parents are quite spiritual and open-minded, but they never really taught anything to my sisters or my siblings or I growing up. They really just allowed us to find our own paths. And so it's interesting, because a lot of what I'm studying, like even some of Osho, my parents lived with Osho in India during the 80s, and they were part of the Orange People. And so, you know, I think I did choose a family to be born into that made me more open to the spiritual, but I also within myself rejected it for quite some time. And so for me, the last 3 years has been about finding that truth within myself and sort of weaving those aspects back together. And it's been amazing because I've just picked everything up so quickly, because I think I don't need to research degrees to know truth. I can feel truth within my soul when I read it, when I hear it, when I speak it. So
yeah,
it saves a lot of time.
Yes, and I do want to talk about, you know, everything that you do and the programs and all of this. But before we get into that, because, I mean, just the title alone, when you think about relaunching your life, I thought this would be such an exciting conversation to have with you. Because as I said in the beginning, there are so many people that find themselves in that space of, you know, finally waking up to, you know, their heart's calling or feeling this pull to go in a different direction and moving outside of what has become a comfort zone, and it now becomes very uncomfortable for them. So, you know, I know, and I'm sure you know, I mean, that can be scary to go through that kind of transition and all the questions and the doubt and all of these things that can come up. So I was just wondering, who are your clients and what are some of the things that you would say that people can recognize that they're going through that? Because it can be hard. Like, you might think you're just going crazy or you're just having that anxiety and you don't understand why. Is there anything or any, like, signs that kind of speak to you and the people that you've worked with that tell them, like, no, now is the time to do things differently?
That's a really good question. I think there's a whole show just in that. But I have really over the last year or two, I allow people to come to me now. And I think I'm very similar to you. You know, I just trust that the right people will be listening to this show, and there will be something in this conversation that they will get a feeling or an urge to take action as a result of something that you and I have discussed, whether it's looking more into your podcast, whether it's looking at my website, whatever it is, it's that next step on the journey of the quest of your life and finding your soul's purpose. And we collect sort of tools and resources and teachers along the way, and it's your journey. And so I've really detached myself from wanting four clients. I think I used to do that because, you know, I still had some things to heal within myself, perhaps. But now I'm at this beautiful place where, when someone contacts me, they say, "Look, I've been listening to your message. I've been seeing your things on the internet, or I've been curious, or I heard you on this radio station, and I think I want to work with you." And that feeling, that's a really beautiful thing, because it's sometimes for the women that I work with, the first time they've trusted that gut instinct, that intuition feeling, it's their decision to work with me. And so it's this beautiful reference point for all of our work moving forward. And really, I work with all sorts of clients. I have one client who she's very high up in corporate and really is going to make some big changes in the world. And then I have other women who they have a big vision, but it sort of scares them and they don't know how to bring it out into the world. And it's going to be a bit of a longer journey for them, and they need to build their tool belt a little and study more things, and they just need some reassurance along the way. So it's a real gift for me to be able to support women during the transition time, because I think for me it was a really lonely, confusing time, and I was seeking support, and I was exhausted because I was spending every night going to a different meditation thing. I was going to different workshops. I was studying things online and just collecting all of this different information along the way. And so it's nice that I guess people like you and I are providing platforms and hubs and communities, like your coven of consciousness. What is your coven?
So
just creating things like that where women feel safe to come together and talk about these things and not be shut down. I can remember when I very first, about a month or two after my wake-up call, I said to my husband at the time, I'm now divorced, but I said to him at the time, like, I think I want to be a life coach. And he just looked at me like I was insane. And he said, are you crazy? Like, you're earning good money. You've got a successful job. No one earns any money being a life coach. You know, don't even think about doing that.
Yeah.
And so that was really difficult.
I'm glad you said that and pointed that out, because that is something I think, I learned on my own going through the process as well, is that it does take work. And so when you say that about even, building up our tool belt, and it's really a process. And I think that's a good thing for people to understand, because especially when it comes to the realm of metaphysical topics or spirituality or energy transformation, whatever it is, a lot of people have an idea that it's more of only certain people can transform so quickly or, achieve certain things or, have gifts, all of these things. But you don't hear many people talk about the fact that it actually is a journey. Like, we grow through the experiences that we're having, and that's really how we come to a space of understanding what our individual imprint is, I guess you would call it. But with your clients, or even the people who come to you or come to your retreats or that you mentor, are all of them on a path of, I hate to just put it under the umbrella of spiritual, but is it only women who are moving into a space of wanting to do things in their life differently as far as like moving outside of corporate, or is it also people who maybe want to stay within the realm of work that they do, but they just want to change or grow within themselves? Do you know what I mean?
I completely understand. I believe that how we do anything is how we do everything. And so when you look at the different aspects of your life as a whole, and you look at your career, your relationships, your health, your finances, all of those sort of areas, if one of the areas isn't singing, then the rest of the areas are going to be impacted by that. And so it doesn't necessarily need to be just the spiritual, but I find the spiritual, in a way, I guess when we teach Reiki as well, it's a way of people raising their consciousness. And when you raise your consciousness above the problem that it was created in, you just get this beautiful bird's eye view of, oh, I'm bigger than this situation, or I have this power that I didn't realize I had within me. So I think the spiritual side is really beautiful, and more and more people are being open to that. Although we all have probably been grown up with some judgments or, with people thinking that's crazy woo-woo stuff. But it's interesting. It's so different for everyone. But some women I've worked with, it's been around healing their relationship. And once their relationship was more balanced, obviously we work on themselves first, because the relationship you have with yourself is then mirrored with the relationships you have with others. Once our foundations are right, then we have the safety to start exploring the unknown. So I'm always a little wary of people who are exploring the spiritual without first having some foundations in place for the rest of the aspects in their lives, because, for example, if someone's not balanced in their health and then they start exploring the spiritual, how are they going to apply the beautiful, profound realizations they have, or how are they going to have, the energy to maintain that practice? I think in Australia, I'm not sure if it's similar in the States, but we have, a bit of an epidemic of people in their teenage years or even early 20s doing a lot of recreational drugs, trying to find that spiritual high. And that's fine, but what are you actually using? It's great to have a spiritual experience and connect with your Akashic records, but if you're not grounded and don't have a strong foundation in this physical reality to apply what you've learned, then it's perhaps just a distraction from your purpose, and it's not so useful.
No,
really,
I completely agree. I think all of this in my personal, practice, and I guess my message, I would say, I really believe that the importance, or the starting point anyway, is really on working on ourselves. So even when we feel like this call or this draw to help other people and do things for, the world and out there, it really begins with us doing the work on ourselves and healing and working through whatever it is that we are holding on to. So I completely understand. And I think that all of these tools, and when you apply them and really use them to connect with yourself on deeper levels, I think you're absolutely right. It kind of, it moves you into a space of clarity so that you can have a deeper understanding about what matters to you. So speaking of that, with the work that you do, which tools do you use? So if someone were coming to you for a session or the retreat, what type of tools do you use in your mentoring or in your programs?
I have a really varied tool belt. And I love that. I love being able to drop into myself and feel what feels like the right thing or what that individual is calling from me. It really stops being about me and what I can do versus, well, what does this person need from me as a teacher at this point? Because, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And the more varied my tool belt, then the greater my capacity to assist the person that's learning on their journey. And I think, say, for example, in Bali at my retreat last month, I ran three workshops and I had the women doing some different activities together. So one of the examples, and this is something I do at my one-day events as well, is about recognizing the potential in another. And so it's an exercise where they connect with the energy of someone they've just met and they see that person thriving. And I use some conversational hypnosis techniques. I use some NLP as well to get the person to visualize that person in their future, in vital health, succeeding, making a difference, following their purpose, you know. And I just will spend time allowing that person to see the person in front of them as if they have already achieved all of their dreams. And then they repeat back to that person what they saw, what they noticed, what they felt in that person. And so for the individual receiving those words, it's an amazing boost to their self-belief and to their the way they see themselves. But for the person that is sharing what they've picked up about the person, it's also an amazing exercise to practice their intuition. So that's just one example. And I think what I really specialize within groups is creating a safe place for people to explore and feel empowered. And so then one-on-one, it's really about, you know, well, where are the areas in your life that you feel are holding you back? And I may use a timeline therapy or a hypnotherapy technique to work out when you first created that belief and clear that. I do sometimes some angel healing where, you know, we'll call in your spirit guides, your angels to come, and I'll do a guided meditation where you'll connect with them. Sometimes as well, right. I'll get into more of my corporate, my masculine, and we'll sit down and we'll do some goals and we'll set some accountabilities, and I'll set you some rewards and some penalties as well if they're not done by the next time I work with you. So I love kind of being a little spontaneous and sometimes being firm and hard and sort of in my logical, and then playing a little with the just nurturing, supportive, wow, like look what you can achieve. So I think that's why my clients like working with me, is because no two sessions are the same, but it's always with the highest intention of helping you connect to your strongest, most empowered state. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I know you mentioned the retreat, and I do want to ask you some more about that in a minute, but what is your online course? I saw that you have the 6 steps to discover yourself. So what is that course about? And that's before you answer that, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know for the people listening, because there are a lot of people here in the States as well. Are they only able to connect with you through your online courses, or do you also do distant, like, mentoring or sessions?
Have clients all around the world. I actually have more clients outside of my hometown than I have in my hometown, which is beautiful. It's so much better. So, I have clients in Europe and America and Canada as well as Australia. So, and a new one in New Zealand. So, there you go. So, the course, really, what I'm passionate about is I believe that there are 3 keys to relaunching your life. So, the first is about rediscovering yourself. And so the second is about redesigning, so looking at your plan and setting goals. And the third is about having reassurance along the way, so support and a community, but also some accountability. So if I go back to rediscovering yourself, that's the foundation. So that's why I've built this course, because you need to build a foundation of self-belief, You need to rediscover who you really are beneath all those layers. And you need to also create that foundation. So the course itself helps you at a core level to figure out a bit more about, like, understand your emotions and why perhaps you've been feeling the certain ways that you've been feeling. Understand what you want in the future. So one of the steps in the six-step program is building your bucket list. And so it guides you through a meditation and a visualization to your 90th birthday. And part of the worksheet that you fill out in that course is filling out, you know, what you saw in your life looking back on your, after your 90th birthday, and all of the beauty and all of the love and all of the experiences where you actually build your bucket list. And so that's one of the steps. Another is about designing a beautiful daily routine for yourself, because when we put ourselves first and we start understanding what matters for us, again, it gives us that ripple effect in other areas of our lives. So each of the steps has been designed to empower and help you really understand what you want and draw a line in the sand of the past and start that process. And the reason I built the program is because I found myself repeating myself a lot with my clients when they first started. And I thought, well, how can I leverage my time and get people to start doing some work in their own time? And even some of the clients that I work with love doing the steps between sessions. And when I'll have a session with them, they'll say, okay, I've done step two and three, and this is what I found out. And it's a way of them still working for those people who are hungrier and maybe ready to move through things faster. So that's been really powerful. And so in alignment with that group, I have a really beautiful supportive community. So all of the women that are doing the program, I have an online Facebook community. And so there's a monthly Q&A call, so anyone that has any questions about the program can come in there. I also guide a meditation in that. And I do a weekly 15-minute meditation for everyone in my program too, that anyone dials into. So anywhere around the world. And it's just a really nice way of knowing that you're a part of a bigger community and also connecting with people all around the world that are going through similar things. I think sometimes on this path we feel quite isolated, and so that reassurance along the way is really important.
I actually want to go back and ask you a question about your personal experience, because I know this comes up for a lot of people too, and especially when you're talking about relaunching your life and redesigning and rediscovering yourself. When you first started out in all of this, and you said that you got to a place where you knew or felt that you were meant to help people and help them, you know, connect with themselves. Whatever vision you had then, has that changed for you since then? And how has that really worked out for you? Like, have you given yourself room to change and grow, or have you just stuck to the same vision?
Oh my gosh, I actually want to cringe a little bit when you ask me that, because my first vision, I can only say, was totally clouded with the corporate, totally clouded with profitability, and totally with clouded with, I suppose, from the lack that I was experiencing at the time. So yes, my vision has profoundly shifted since I first had that wake-up call. So my first ever idea, it's interesting because it's still a similar name. So what I used to find was the best part of my day when I was really struggling towards the end of my career to mm-hmm. stay in an office building 9-10 hours a day was my hour lunch break. And I would walk around in my lunch break, and I would find that I would spend all this money. I would either get a massage, or I would buy lunch, or I'd go shopping. And a lot of my clients have said they do the same thing in their lunch break. It's like this freedom that they can just go and do whatever, but they end up spending money. So I actually thought, well, wouldn't it be amazing to create like a sanctuary in the city where people could go, and there'd be like a meditation center, there'd be a life coach sitting there, and there'd be really healthy food, and there'd be little beds where people could just go in their lunch break. And I was going to call it Relaunch Sanctuary, and the A was going to be small, so it was like relaunch, and it was a play on the word lunch.
Oh,
and people could go on their lunch break. So it was really cheesy, and I remember I drew out floor plans, and I looked at like how much it would cost to rent spaces, and basically I'm really glad that I didn't do that, because the business that I have now is just, you know, I didn't know that I could do what I'm doing right now. And I think that question that you asked me is really amazing for the listeners, because, yeah, just trust that your vision is probably going to change. And I think we get so conditioned to think we have to have it all figured out and then jump, but the fun and the process is in jumping and knowing that there's a lot of different ways to go. So, and it will probably look really different. How about for you? Has your vision changed a lot over the time?
Oh my gosh, completely. And you nailed it on the head of exactly why I asked you that question, because yes, I didn't have this vision for myself at all. You know, I was in corporate, that's it. And yeah, there was always a part of me that knew I wanted to help people, but I had no idea what that looked like, what that meant, nothing. And when I started meditation and Reiki, it was just for my personal use to, you know, work through anxiety. And, you know, it just evolved from there. So everything actually on this portion of my journey, none of it was something I held a vision. I would have never, if you would have told me, you know, even 5 years ago that I would be on this podcast with you talking about these things or, you know, doing the work that I do, I would have thought you were crazy. I didn't. But I trusted, you know, as I kept learning more about myself and exactly what you're talking about, having people rediscover themselves. That's really what it's been. It's been like this journey of discovering myself and what matters to me and what I enjoy and just sampling and trying new things. And I haven't held myself to having to do anything any particular way, just kind of, you know, it's like I'm watching this path unfold as I go. So no, it's been a surprise all the way.
And doesn't it just get more and more beautiful every day? Like, I love that neither of us knew this was going to happen. You know, if we had both set a goal 3 years ago to talk to one another on Reiki Radio, that would have been really limiting, because, first of all, I'm not sure if you – I think you would have just started it back then, because it's been going for about 3 years, hasn't it?
Right.
So it's amazing. Just sometimes having too rigid goals can limit you, because every step that you take, you're growing, and so your goals and your vision is going to grow as well. So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and it is exciting, and it's so, I mean, I can't even tell you how thankful I am every day. I mean, even to connect with, you know, someone like you. I'm speaking to this woman who's in Australia doing this beautiful work for women, and I mean, that's just amazing. And I would have never thought, but I'm very thankful for it. And so one of the things I want to make sure that you get to talk to everyone about, and I am very curious too, more about the Relaunch My Life retreat that you have in Bali. So can you tell us about the retreat itself and when it's held?
Wow, yes. So Bali is, if you haven't been there, it is beautiful. There, some people may have had a different experience if they've gone to the more touristy parts of Bali, but where I hold my retreats is Ubud, which is about an hour and a half north of Denpasar Airport. And I have I ran a retreat last month with 12 women who all wanted to rediscover themselves, understand where they want to go for the rest of their lives, and join a community. And the retreat was just breathtaking. It far surpassed my expectations. And these 12 women, we have a Facebook group, and they're constantly, like, every day posting things to each other, supporting one another. We have a reunion dinner coming up this weekend for the women that are able to be together in the same place. So it's really beautiful. But I have two retreats scheduled for 2017. One is in an organic permaculture farm called Jiwa Damai, and this retreat center, it's super eco-friendly. It's no luxuries, right? So no Wi-Fi, no air conditioning, and it's all about reconnecting to the earth and reconnecting to our natural state. And so I run three workshops, but in the center of the 6-night, 7-day retreat, I do a full 24-hour day of silence with the guests, which I lead, first of all, the night before with a meditation, and then on the day of silence, everyone has the capacity to just do what they feel inspired to do, with the exception of electronics. That day in itself was, for most of the guests, the biggest standout, because it was for the first time in their lives a lot of the time, us as women, our time is always spent on others and what other people need. And it was the first time for a lot of these women that they had really just been forced to notice themselves and what they want. One of the women started writing her book. One of the women, you know, she said it was the most amazing day of her life, and it was, she didn't do anything. We all had massages on Silent Day though, which was really beautiful as well. And so that retreat is from the 11th to the 17th of February. And then I am doing from the 21st to the 28th of February a more VIP, a higher level retreat with a bit more luxury at a place called Villa Bagos Jati. And this retreat is going to still have the Relaunch My Life workshops, but it's just a different price point for people who do maybe have come to last year's retreat. I thought I'd do something special or a different thing for those women and perhaps want to have a different experience. But the reason I've chosen Bali is the way of life there is so relaxed. I feel like the Balinese culture is in a perpetual state of meditation. And so the moment you land in Bali, it's almost like you fall into this dream. And this dream allows you to start thinking about your dream. And it gives you distance and perspective from your normal day-to-day life that you wouldn't get if you stayed at home and did a retreat. So I love taking women safely out of their comfort zone, out of the known, and into beautiful situations where amazing, you know, inspiration can drop in and can change their lives. So it just it makes me so excited to run these, and you know, I know they're going to sell out really quickly. Last year's sold out in 6 weeks, so I've only just announced the dates this week to my audience, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing which women I speak to about coming along. I interview everyone coming to my retreats to make sure that they're a fit. I'm really, really focused on making sure, you know, the group dynamic is important and making sure that everyone has the right expectations and the right experience for where they're at in their journey. So, it's amazing.
Well, that's
and again,
so
if you told me 3 years ago, I'd be. Sorry.
3 years ago, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I said if you'd told me 3 years ago I would be doing this, I wouldn't have believed you. So.
Right. But it's so beautiful, and that's one of the things. Just listening to you talk about this and thinking about how many people I talk to, you know, all the time, and them saying that how much it means to them to have a place where they can have community and have a safe place where they can feel like they can share what they're going through, what they're growing through, and what their experiences are. But just having that support and having like a tribe that really understands and like a space of like non-judgment and all of that. So it's so beautiful that you have created these programs. So it's like more communal, you know, because, yeah, there's a lot in this work that we do on our own time, one-on-one, and it's very, you know, sacred to ourselves. But it's so beautiful that you hold this space for people to come together as a group. Can you imagine if we had that when we started? It would have been nice.
It would have been really nice.
Was that part of your inspiration? Was that part of what inspired you because of, you know, what you experienced in the beginning of all of this?
Completely. I felt really alone. I mean, I suppose it was 6 months after that I left my husband, and so I was literally on my own in the world for the first time since I'd been 16 and on this spiritual journey. And then a few months after that, I had a major restructure in my workplace where I went from being the national sales manager of a team of 50 people and had kind of built a family to moving more into a project-based role where, so I had a massive job change, a massive relationship change, and I'd obviously moved house after leaving my husband. And so I was really lonely. I didn't really fit into my friendships anymore, and I found myself I think this is quite common when people start following their spiritual path, having less patience for day-to-day conversations. I found myself just not being able to do that and talk about TV shows, and I just,
right.
was the point of everything. Now I'm much better at that, but at the start it was hard. So I think definitely, like, I felt very isolated, and I questioned myself a lot and thought I was going crazy quite a few times. And I did have some experiences in the spiritual side that were a little confronting, or I wasn't quite ready for, I don't think. And so that's why I'm really passionate about creating different levels for people to work with me, so that, if they want to learn Reiki, then great, that's an entry point to really, I feel like, do you feel like as well, when you teach Reiki, that Reiki 1 is kind of like the first step into spirituality, and it's a real great foundation for people then from there to explore further? I like that. I love introducing people to things and then sending them on their way to go deeper. And you've found maybe you want to get more into becoming a psychic. Well, I can pass you on to this person that really specializes in that, rather than me be the specialist. I love being the hub that connects people then to their next teacher. It's a really beautiful.
Joke that Reiki is really like the gateway. Like, it really does open you up to. Not only just, so much exploration about yourself, but now looking back on it, it kind of even helped dissolve a lot of fear that I had around all of the, just the unknown, period. I think before, during Reiki, I was afraid of so many things that I didn't know or didn't understand, whereas after the fact, I think I became more curious and, went on that whole journey of, taking all different types of classes and learning all different kind of techniques and this and that. And yeah, it was definitely, I do think it's a beautiful foundation for people. It kind of like opens the door for a lot of us.
Definitely. And it also, I think it connects people then in a deeper way. Like, I didn't even realize, but out of the 12 women that came to my retreat, 10 of them had studied, been attuned to Reiki level 1 or level 2, and it was just a coincidence, really. Some of them I had attuned and they'd been in my classes, but others it just ended up being that way, and so they were all doing Reiki for each other. And it was also really beautiful because some of these women who were quite advanced with their spiritual practices, on one of the days I took them to a local palm reader, and everyone had a half hour palm reading session, and he was able to pick up really beautiful things, and they had this different experience of like the Indonesian spiritual side, and it has enhanced themselves and the way they're seeing their spiritual journey. So I think, we've talked about how you collect different resources along the way, and sometimes you do need to get out of your town to find some different resources, I find. So it's even talk with people around the world, like me talking to you, it's really lovely, I think, on this path sometimes. Just nice to see someone doing something similar, and we're just looking at each other and nodding and saying, yep, yeah, I agree with you, you're doing the right things, and we just encourage and support each other from halfway around the world. It's a lovely thing to be able to do. The internet has
provided
such support.
Right? So, it's amazing. That's one of the things I love so much, even just about being able to do the podcast, being able to connect with people from all over the place that, again, I never would have imagined. But I wanted to point out, too, I think it's so beautiful, your openness and how much you share about your journey and your process, because I think that even that alone helps people in so many ways, because, a lot of times people look at people who are at a certain point on their path and they compare themselves, or they think like, oh, this person had it so easy. So for you to be so open and share your story is so beautiful. And I saw on your site, you have something called your Dream Life Diary. Could you share with us about that, what that is?
Yes. Thank you. I wanted a way to share more with my audience on a regular basis. And so I've put together a weekly blog on a Monday morning, because Mondays are the times that my clients tell me they struggle the most if they're still transitioning out of their current job, Mondays can be hard. And so on a Monday morning, I send through, it's three steps. So the dream element is a page or an entry from my personal journal that I share. So I journal every single morning, not always a lot, but always just empty my mind and write a few sentences on how I'm feeling, what's come up for me, and what my intention is for the day. And that's been a very big part of my journey. So the dream element is sharing a page from my personal journal. The life element is something from around the world that has inspired me or nourished my soul, or I believe would do that for my readers. And then the diary element is a question that I pose to you for your journaling practice. And I really just wanted it to be short, sharp, shiny, you know, not too lengthy, but a way for my audience to hear from me every week and just remember, you know, it's important for you to focus on what is your dream life. And even if sometimes it hurts to think about the fact that you're not there, the more you can allow it to become part of your day-to-day, the more it will become part of your day-to-day. So right. It can happen, and I never could have dreamt that this would be my life, and now I feel like I'm living my dream life. So I feel like if I'm doing that, then I need to first of all share that with people, but also help right. other people do that too. Otherwise, I'm not motivated just for myself. I think there's a lot that I want to give to this world. So yeah, thank you for asking me about that. And, yeah, if people go to my website and read the blog, you can sign up for it and you'll get it in your inbox. I think you would get it nice and early on a Monday morning with a time difference. So.
Go ahead. No, please.
No, I was just going to say it's funny because I don't even consider the fact that I am open. I share anything. Like, honesty is one of my highest values. And so if I can share something with someone that's been part of my journey and that inspires them or helps them realize something about themselves, then great, I'll do that. I'm not too precious to do that. And so one of the things I shared in my diary this week was the fact that when I was in Bali, I worked a lot on opening my heart. Naturally, having been divorced, I was quite closed to commitment. I didn't think I was, but when I actually felt into how I was feeling, I had some residual fear around committing. And I have the most beautiful partner now. He is just, I know that I manifested him, and just, you know, he is the most perfect man in the world for me. And I spent a lot of time doing self-work. I visualized myself saying yes to him and letting him into my heart. And then when I came back from Bali, he bought me these gifts, and he would never usually buy me jewelry. And it was really beautiful because the gifts were quite symbolic for me. So they're part of the Dream Life Diary as well, and that's sort of the tagline that I now have on every on every sign off, links to those gifts. And so I think that's it's really beautiful. You know, the more that we share and the more I share with the world, the more I'm able to notice my own growth as well and record that. So, yeah.
Well, it is so beautiful. I mean, and I think you probably will never even know how many people you inspire just by sharing something that, you know, to you is like, oh, yeah, this is a part of my life. But it's, you know, and we've even had those experiences, you know, we all have, where you hear something, it could seem so random, just a portion of a sentence, and it was that one thing you needed to hear to, like, inspire you or to help you, you know, just turn it around, or it touches you in some way. And it can be the smallest thing, but it makes such a difference. And you being so honest and sharing your journey, I think that is so impactful, because it does let people know that what they're going through, they're not the only ones. I think it takes the shame out of it for some people. It takes the judgment out and the guilt, all of these things, when you see that, oh, someone else went through this too. And for you to even say about, you know, doing the work for yourself on the heart, that was a big one for me. I mean, I'm still doing it, but that's like a big one for so many of us. But you do find that a lot of times people will look outside of them hoping someone else can mend that for them. And even you sharing about doing the work on yourself and how you then attracted in, you know, someone who was just so, you know, perfectly matched for you, that's huge. And I'm sure that will help someone, you know. So I'm very thankful that you came on to share all of this with us. And before we go, I wanted to just make sure to ask you this too, because you have so many beautiful offerings on your site, and, you know, hopefully people listening, if they want to go to Bali, I mean, that would be exciting too. But for someone, if they wanted to go to your site right now, is there something that you would recommend for them as the first step? Like, what is the...
Definitely.
Would it be the three keys or...
Well, I think the first step, I mean, I love to get to know my audience. I love to get to know my clients. And so the first step I would say is on my website, there's a red button that says book a one-on-one consultation. And so in that, I just offer a 20-minute discovery session where I just really want to talk to you. If you've heard this radio show and this podcast and you want to talk to me and connect, please let's set up a time to Skype, and I'd love to understand more about your journey, where you're at, and then make a recommendation based on knowing you more. If you go to my website and you think, yeah, great, I want to start the program, great, do that. But, you know, I'd love to talk to you as well. So my suggestion would be first step, click on that the red little tag and book in a one-on-one session with me, and I have times available all throughout different time zones. But if like some people, I have had a few women by the program that I've never spoken to before, and I think sometimes some people are a little more private and they're at that stage where they're not quite ready to face-to-face with someone. And so if that's you, then start reading my diary or start doing the program in your own time, and then just know that I'm here supporting you from the sidelines, and until you're ready to talk to me, my door is open. So that would be my suggestion.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's beautiful to be able to get to connect with you in that way, one-on-one.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's nice that I'm at a point where I have the time to be able to do that. When I was first starting my business, there's no way I could have done that. So I'm really grateful that I've built my business now to a point where my time is leveraged enough that I can offer that to new clients. And it's really lucky, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to offer that. So I feel very fortunate. I feel so grateful to be having this conversation with you as well. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. And just thank you, Kim. I know that you're coming to the States soon. I'm like, you should really come to San Diego. I mean, it's beautiful here. Everything's here. When do you come to the States again?
I am in the States. Let me just open up my itinerary. We just booked the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil concert in Vegas for the 5th of July. and we're going to stay with my uncle in Sedona before we go to Jonathan Goldman's conference in Colorado. But we fly into LA on the 28th of June. So I'm really excited.
That is beautiful. Well, if you do come to San Diego, of course, now you know how to get in touch with me and show you the beautiful city. And hopefully one day I'll be over in your part of the world too.
Definitely. Maybe. You would love Australia.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I've heard so many wonderful things about it. But I do want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing with all of us. And, you know, it's funny, just listening to you and having this conversation with you made me think about when I first started. And I told you when we spoke a few days ago, I just want to point this out. When I first started all of this, because you do go through a lot of your personal growth, and it's not always, sunshine and rainbows, but when you are really dedicated to your self-connection and understanding and transformation, all of these things, you go through so much, but you learn so much in the process. So beautiful, and it's very inspiring. So thank you for the work that you do and for sharing with all of us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, it's such a blessing to be finally doing what we're meant to be doing in this world. And I just encourage all of the listeners that if you're listening to this, then there's a reason for it, and it's part of your journey, and just follow whatever curious part of you is still listening to this right now and see where the road takes you. I promise you, it just gets better and better. Even if you're afraid, everything we want is on the other side of fear, isn't it? So, and all we have to do is just one step every day. I was saying to one of my clients the other day, like, if you take one small step every day towards your vision, over 3 years, that's going to be over 1,500 steps, no, how many steps, 1,000 steps that you would have taken towards your dream
right.
and towards your business. Imagine, the time is going to pass anyway. Those next 3 years
yeah.
are going to go by. And if you do nothing, then guess where you'll be in 3 years? Exactly right here. So imagine just doing
exactly.
one little thing every day. It's so cool. So yeah, thank you. And
I
think you're empowering me, and you're giving me a voice and a platform to be able to spread my message. And I couldn't do this without you offering this opportunity. So thank you, and I love that we're all able to help and collaborate and support one another.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. And I think that's really what it is about, all of us supporting each other in this. So yeah, no, I am very appreciative of you coming on the show and sharing, and I'm sure that you and I will keep in touch. But can you, before you go, please share with everyone how they can contact you, your website, your Facebook page? How do we find you?
Yes, please, please. Yes, like my Facebook page. It's Relaunch My Life, and it's the Australian one. So facebook.com/relaunchmylifeau. And then my website is relaunchmylife.com.au. And on there, you can find all of my contact details. You can also email me, Juliet, so that's J-U-L-I-E-T, at relaunchmylife.com.au. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. And I respond to all of my emails myself, and I would love to hear from you. So please get in touch and tell me where you're at on your journey. And, yeah, I just want to see you shine. Thank you.
Beautiful. Of course, thank you so much. And thank everyone, as always, for joining us today. This was such a pleasure to have this conversation, and I'm sure that, many of us have been inspired just through Juliet's personal experience and with her insights. So if you do want to learn more about Juliet, or you're ready to relaunch your life, there's also links in the show description that will take you right to her website. And don't forget, she has that 20-minute consultation that you can do to give you an opportunity to speak with her one-on-one. So I thank you all for being here today. And as always, journey in love.